This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Front Range is getting a break from wildfire smoke today, but CPR Sam Brash reports there's still reason for caution.
Many communities have seen days with unsafe levels of ozone and fine particulate matter over the last week, largely from wildfire smoke. While things are improving now, air quality forecaster Scott Landis says people should be cautious before resuming normal activities outside.
So that smoke can kind of work its way out of your system. It can have kind of almost a hangover effect on you.
Landis says air should continue to clear up into the weekend as fires cool and winds shift north. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver's experimental program that reserves space on some streets for walking and biking will last at least 4 more months. Denverite's David Sachs reports some residents have petitioned the city to make the changes permanent.
Officials closed 8 different segments of streets around the city to most vehicle traffic because of the pandemic. They closed Denver's parks to cars, too. Advocates for sustainable transportation say outdoor public space without motor vehicles benefit both physical and mental health. A group called the Denver Bicycle Lobby has gathered over 1,100 online signatures in favor of making the street changes permanent. David Sachs, Denverite.
97 and sunny in Grand Junction, 83 partly cloudy in Vail. It's 94 partly cloudy in Denver, 89 mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs, 96 and sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.